I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. There are unconfirmed reports of a new wave of arrests against Christians in Eritrea over the weekend. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says there are now over 3,000 Christians in detention.
For the representatives of Eritrea to stand before the UN and say, we have religious freedom, we respect human rights, that's a fairy tale.
It's frustrating to know that little can be done to help them, but it's not hopeless. People are still responding to the gospel.
The most important thing we can do is simply to pray for our brothers and sisters who are there, because every time they meet together with other believers, they risk disappearing into the prison system.
Next, Kenya's Christian-Muslim rift is once again widened. International Christian Concerns says a draft constitution was published recognizing Muslim civil courts. A top cleric says the law should guarantee equality of all religions. Recognizing Muslim courts would raise one religion above the others. Believers voiced their opposition and deemed the draft a contentious issue. Ask God to grant wisdom to Kenya's leaders. Pray for peace as issues are resolved. And it seems people aren't quite willing to give up their coffee. Through E3 Partners' Light India initiative, the ministry hopes to plant 100,000 churches in India by 2012. The cost of a church plant is equal to 3 lattes, but E3's Curtis Sargent says they fell far short of their goal. Still, this initiative will allow many to hear about Christ's love.
A lot of these churches will be planted among people groups that haven't had work previously.
Consider buying 3 fewer lattes and planting a church for $13. Visit our website to get started. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to have a free copy of World Serve's devotional called Joy Over the Moon, call 1-800-995-4828. You'll find out about the needs of the underground Chinese church, which is estimated at 80 million people. You can also request your copy by clicking on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.